The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
So what did you think of Big Fatty?
I actually thought
because he's like the center of everything, you know.
He was worse than a drug pusher at the beginning.
Worse than a drunk pusher.
I mean, that bitch was like push. He was push E.
Talk to somebody.
I need you to stop fucking hanging around with Ricky and go over there and mingle.
He didn't quite say it like that.
No, he didn't. It was worse.
It was not even close.
No, actually, you know what? He's a sweetheart. I didn't have any like, it wasn't like oh my God, he's going to be like this type of person. He's interesting. And then as I got to meet, like know him more, I was like, oh, he's a really nice person. Mm-hmm. Like I liked him. I actually did like him a lot.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Because he's like the center of everything.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1856. The BFO for Thursday the 5th of March 2015. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Big Fatty, the people came in and you didn't even say anything to them. I fucked it up. Poor Big Fatty. Hello, winos. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Now, y'all, to be upfront and to have clarity. Big Fatty, is that Aunt Clarity? No, it is not. But one moment, please. Big Fatty, that's why you're a wino. It's true, y'all. I'm having since Granny and I are over at the Horror Hotel. Y'all, I'm pre-recording this on Tuesday night, because y'all, with Granny and I leaving after work on Wednesday, I didn't want to have to get over to the Horror Hotel and immediately set up and do a little show, so I'm pre-recording this. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I had a half a bottle of Moose Pea wine that I needed to finish off, so I'm yes, Big Fatty, you've started on it, and it's quite obvious it's true. So anyway, what was I going to say? Big Fatty, that is not a good way to start the little show. Y'all, I don't have any updates on anything from the Hump Day show other than Granny. I think Granny has, between when I recorded the Hump Day show and little show, Granny has relented, and y'all, he's accepted the fact that we're going. We're going. And so y'all, we're at the Horror Hotel, Big Fatty, at the Horror Hotel right now, and y'all, it's just gonna be a very relaxing. Y'all, here's a little thing about the Horror Hotel. Most events at the Horror Hotel, and this is not just a weekend or something like that, but events at the Horror Hotel, Big Fatty is normally very involved in them. And so Big Fatty don't get to relax and just be a participant. Y'all, I'm usually, you know, putting it on and making sure it goes well for all the participants. And, you know, that's kind of my thinkology. And, y'all, this is one of the few. And, you know, this goes back to when the Horror Club had their anniversarium events there, and when we had the leather contest there that Big Fatty was the director of and everything. And and y'all, it just takes a lot of work, and you want to do it right, and that's just the way Big Fatty is. You know, why bother doing it if you're not going to do it right? Big Fatty, I couldn't say it better myself. Anyway, y'all, this is one of those events that I'm just going to relax
and have a good time. I'm probably going to have entirely too much gin, and I'm probably going to see Snake entirely. Big Fatty, you can never see Snake entirely too much. It's probably true, but y'all, I'm just not going to care. Is what I'm saying, and y'all, we're not coming back until Monday. Y'all, when I record the Friday show in the Monday show, y'all, I'm gonna have Granny. I'll have Granny in the background just a cackling like he always does. who knows? We might even get Durwood on one of the little shows. I'd be surprised if you got Durwood. But you never know. You just never know. So, y'all, I'm just looking forward to it. And, y'all, that's one reason I wanted Granny and I to just go on over on Wednesday night. Y'all, it's not that much more for an extra night, and y'all, you're there. You wake up the next morning. You don't have to drive. My friends from up there, Gavin's husband Jim, he knows my friends that live up there in the penis Slivania. Ready? They're y'all, they drive overnight. They leave penis Slivania after work. And y'all, they drive through the night and they get in about 3 a.m. in the morning. And then they unpack and get their slings set up. Be ready. And y'all, by the way, I had a little rotisserie. Hey, where did that come from? I don't know. I had a little rotisserie chicken. While between the two little shows also. So y'all, I've had chicken and wine. Be Fanny, I'm not sure that goes together, but whatever. They'll arrive like at 3 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, we're not going to tell them that we're coming. I'm just going to leave a little yellow sticky on their door saying, don't go to Brufkas without us. And that'll be, yes, Big Fanny, it'll be a surprise. They'll probably shat themselves. So will Granny. Big Fanny.
You're having it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey there, Big Fatty. It's your favorite root vegetable turnip head, Colin. And I came across something today that I think would fit really good in the hat file. So here we go. On his 70th birthday, a man was given a gift certificate from his wife. The certificate was for a consultation with an Indian medicine man living on a nearby reservation who was rumored to have a simple cure for erectile dysfunction. The husband went to the reservation and saw the medicine man. The old Indian gave him a potion and with a grip on his shoulder warned, "This is a powerful medicine. You take only a teaspoon and then say 1, 2, 3. When you do, you will become more manly than you have ever been in your life, and you can perform for as long as you want." The man thanked the old Indian, and as he walked away, he turned and asked, "How do I stop the medicine from working?" "Your partner must say 1, 2, 3, 4, he responded. "But when she does, the medicine will not work again until the next full moon." Well, he was very eager to see if it worked, so he went home, showered, shaved, took a spoonful of the medicine, and then invited his wife to join him in the bedroom. When she came in, he took off his clothes and said 1, 2, 3. Immediately, he was the manliest of men. His wife was excited and began throwing off her clothes and asked, "What's the 1, 2, 3 for?" And that, boys and girls, is why we should never end our sentences with a preposition, because we could end up with a dangling participle. So there you have it. Enjoy. Make it a good day.
Big Fatty, I think Turnip Head's gonna give Jimmy Bay a run for his money. Y'all, that of course is the Turnip Head from up there in the northern Mexico. And Turnip Head, thank
you so much for the call, and especially for the good kerfuffle. That's a good one. That Big Fatty, that was a very good one. It just came out of the blue. So there you have it. While Turnip Head was telling the joke, Granny has called. He's already packed the car. So he's evidently over being pissed off with Big Fatty, and y'all, he's now ready to go. I said, are you ready? Are you ready to go on Tuesday night? He goes, yes. So, but we're not going to leave until after work on hump day. Big Fatty. We've got more calls, though. Big Fatty, that is just lovely. I hope it's anyone but old Vader.
Why?
Well, because I know it's from Vader, and I was just trying to make it funny, but it didn't work. No, it did not work. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm so embarrassed now.
Big Fatty, it's me. Larry Bacon. I mean, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
With a cold. Yes, I still have this damn cold that I can't seem to get rid of. And it's not fun, and I'm coughing. Ooh, excuse me, that's my windshield wipers, not my colon. So anyway, I'm here. I was giving you a ring because you were like, call the VFO. And I was like, I'm out of content. But finally, I decided that since I'm 5 minutes from my house, I should call and give you some content. But I was just thinking, and I you know, I'm a little bit hungry too, so I can't wait to get home and pull in the garage so I can get my Almond Joy, because that is where I store my 6-month-old candy. But I was so excited. I was out and about this weekend, and I said I wasn't feeling well, and so I was wet because it's fucking rain. I should have gone up north, or at least snow wouldn't have soaked me in my shoe. But anyway, and so I was cold and I was miserable, and I was like, ugh, I just need to go. So I was doing a little bit of shopping because, you know, it was a little therapy late at night, a little retail therapy. Always makes us feel better. And I bought some things and I was so excited. And it's in the trunk right now. And I was just thinking, I was like, ooh, I can't wait to get home, and I need to do some laundry and get ready to go to work. And I get to read this book that I bought. And it's a book I had some trouble finding because it's kind of a kid's book, but it's whatever, juvenile, if you will. And I've looked for it everywhere locally, and I was like, I'm just going to have to wait until I'm out of town and blah, blah, blah. And I was super excited. And I was just thinking as I was driving along, listening to some podcasts, and I bought the book about 2 months ago. Big Fatty, when did I turn into that person? And I just haven't had a chance to read it yet. It's in my list of books to read, but I'm working on another giant one, like a 900-page one. And I've been reading electronically and not so much the real paper books. And so I've gone and spent some perfectly good money on something I don't need and can't return because I bought it out of town. So anyway, it's a Vader is old report, and there was something else I wanted to bitch about, but I'll have to do that in another voice letter because I can't remember what it was. And Miss Bacon, you still look as good as you did 8 years ago, or whenever it was you posted that photo of that was that old. So, okay, I gotta go so I can die in a traffic accident 5 minutes from my house. Bye.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. That, of course, is old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much for the call. Now, y'all, I got to give you a little bit of background. Vader called me over the weekend, and he was bitching about something. I don't recall what it was, because, you know, I'm old and I don't remember R.T. Cruiser in the chat room at Stick It With a Poke. But, y'all, he was bitching, and that's why I said, well, call the BFO, you know, so he could blow it out. I thought he was going to call and blow it out with Big Fatty. But, y'all, it made it sound like that I was just pleading for content. Big Fatty, you were! Oh, well, anyway, it's so, but y'all, Vader, you can either try to fight it or you can just accept it. It gets worse. It gets worse. Big Fatty, don't say that. Or maybe it's just because it's the full moon today. Big Fatty, let's just say it's because it's the full moon today. It's yes, Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, I just feel terrible making that terrible joke about Vader. I wish he would just call back. Well, guess what?
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
On my deathbed. Actually, I'm emptying the dishwasher. I'm not really on my deathbed. I just feel like it. Or excuse me, I'm loading the dishwasher. I can't even talk right. And I'm just calling for the report. You know, we are contagious, so we can't come to work, and we're quite all right with that, except the part where we have to work from home, because that sucks more than being in the office, because then the assholes are invading your personal space, and quite honestly, we don't like them up in our house. But that being said, a little a little report for you. There, I just wanted to express my sympathies for everyone. Well, not my sympathies, but my observations, if you will. I went to the doctor, and you know, we always thought that the downside of going to the doctor was bill, because God knows they love to stick you with it. Everything is $100. Nothing is less than $100. And so we've spent plenty of time at the doctor this year, trust me, already, and it's only March. Well, truly, we have discovered that the downside of going to the doctor often is not the bill, it's that you have to get on the scale every time you go. And all I'm going to say is, I've only walked 476 steps in the last 2 days because I've just been on the sofa wanting to die. But if there is one thing that will get you off the sofa and force you to move, it's seeing your weight over the course of 2 months. So you're fat and... oh, dear Lord, I've got to go. I've got to go walk up and down the steps in the Vader family compound or something. So, I need a Fitbit. I need to get one of those. Big Fatty, we can look and see how many steps your iPhone says you've taken.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, Vader was not in the coal mine on Tuesday. He was evidently getting, had to go to the, out to the loading dock there at the doctor's office so they could weigh him. Big Fatty, you're going to get in trouble. Vader, I hope you're feeling better, and please don't come in until you are, because Big Fatty's going to be gone Thursday, Friday, and Monday, so it doesn't really matter. Yes, Big Fatty, it's terrible to waste those days when you're not there, though. It's true. Vader, as far as the Fitbit, Big Fatty has the newest terminology, technology. Big Fatty, should we do a technology segment? No, we should not do a technology segment. I'm wearing the Nitwit. That is a Nitwit, and it measures the number of Nitwits that you run into. Every day, y'all. Fatty, you just said, y'all. That's the last voice letter I've got. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today the full moon, Big Fatty, how appropriate, y'all, the 5th of March, y'all, it is a celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's show, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal of the ginger bear, y'all, that's Big Ricky, and y'all, I know damn good and well, he's on the Twitty, and he is on the FaceSpace, and he's on the Pinterest, and he's on the LinkedIn, and he's on the check-in, and he's on the checkout, and he's on the bitch.com. Fatty, he's not on the bitch.com. But anyway, y'all, so when you see Big Ricky out there in the social mediaverse, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he has got a big week. Big week this week. He's got a celebration of exiting the birth canal, and he's getting married. Big Fatty. So he'll get to have birthday and wedding cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Come on. Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. I know Granny and I are having a horror Thursday. Yes, Big Fatty, it's probably horrifying. I'm probably shuddering in the corner. It's probably, you probably are. And y'all, it is the full moon, so you know it's a horror event that includes a full moon is gonna be the best. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll all be horrified. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Granny and I'll be here tomorrow. And y'all, you'll get to hear him cackling in the back. Yeah. And so there you have it. Big Ricky, I'm sure you've come up with your vows for the big wedding. What will your vows be saying?
Because he's like the center of everything.
Oh, yes, the provider, the center of everything.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.